Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for July the 14th, 2024. I have a wonderful little question here from Carrie in Los Angeles. And Carrie writes me often, and I'm very grateful. I love the questions that Carrie poses to me. So we're going to be looking at her question. What is my meaning in this lifetime? I seem to be, she says, missing it. And that's one of my little phrases, don't miss. So she put it in quotes, and I thought that was cute. You know, Carrie, a person's lifetime, the meaning of their life, is not something that I can, like, sit here and tell you broad strokes about. I can say to you, the meaning of your life is to awaken, to come to a place of inner awakening, to be able to see the bigger picture of your life, to see the beauty of this whole thing, the ecstasy of it. I could say all of that and it still wouldn't mean anything, because there is a specific reason why each of us has incarnated into our human body. And for each and every one of us to discover what that is the significance of a person's life. Once that significance is realized, then it becomes the meaning of a person's life. And that is substantial. That is deeply substantial. So I can't give you your meaning for your life or the reason for your living. I can, and I do, teach the manner of how to live in order to receive the insight, to be open to the insight of understanding what the significance of your life is. And the problem with most people is they succumb to the biology, they succumb to the animal that surrounds us that we call our human body. And as I talked about yesterday, it is there to purport to us all sorts of different dilemmas and teachings. It manifests only according to what is possible in this world, and it is of this world. So when you start looking at the meaning, as you put it, of your life, you're not going to find it unless you're able to understand the significance of living itself. Why are we alive? What is the significance of our life? What is it about us that makes our life possible? And are we here in full boogie tilt? I mean, are we really, really here, or are we here, there, and everywhere? And if you start to understand that a little bit, you will start to have a curiosity, possibly, of the source of what it means to truly live a meaningful life. Once you realize the source of your life and the way you and I live as and in that source, that is when something starts to take over. That something that takes over is consciousness. Then that consciousness brings us into the real significance of life, which is love. Not human love, not biological impulse love, but real love. This real love that I speak of has no bounds. It is not governed by passion and emotion. It is a revelation. It is the revealing of a great goodness that lives within us. And here is something that might help you. There is the good of this world, and then there is the goodness of the other shore. The goodness of this world perpetuates the idea that we are here to maybe get things that we don't have or we think we don't have, or to apply ourselves to some moral principle that we have assumed is the correct one, and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. But the real posturing of a person's life, which is a part, a very big part of the meaning of a person's life, the significance, is found in how we will sit within ourselves for the sake of awareness, to become aware, to gain in consciousness, to seek consciousness, not to seek things that comfort our body or give us what we think we need and want, things like that. It's more of gaining consciousness. And once you understand that consciousness and the significance of it, that is when something very meaningful will start to happen. Your question, what is my meaning in life? If you look at that question, what is the meaning in my life, in this life, in any life? Once you really sit with that, you will see that the source of the question is the answer to it. You are seeking something beyond Carrie. You are seeking something beyond the confines of what Carrie can think and believe in, how Carrie operates. You are going beyond the beyond here. And if you choose to do this, if you really choose to get on with that, you're going to find significant changes in the way you live your life. How do you live your life? If you live it, it's lost. If it is lived in the goodness of your nature, in the virtue and the nobility of your nature, your true nature, not your human nature, your true nature, that is when the awakening begins to happen. The good of this world, it is helpful. It does many wonderful, helpful things. But the goodness, if my good does not relate to goodness, then I have missed the meaning of my life. And that goodness has nothing to do with who gains, who loses, what's right, what's wrong. It's not a moral issue. Goodness is a state of being. And once you have that state of being within you and you feel its presence within your life, that's when something significant can happen to you. Something that I call beyond the beyond. To want love more than wanting what you think is love is the essence of it all. So when you and I are sitting here talking, or I'm talking, forgive me, and I'm trying to help you understand the significance or the meaning of being here in this earthly life, you have to understand, and maybe I can get this over to you, I would have to be, and you would have to be, willing to leave our bodies, to die for the sake of the goodness, to find that goodness within and let love live me rather than let my emotions and my passions and my body live me. If you can really feel the significance of that, that you are here to die into love, not die in your body, but to die into love in each and every moment of your life, you will find the significance of your living. You will find the beauty of your life, and you will realize that you are here to know the goodness of your life and the love of your life that has nothing to do with the flesh. It has to do with the spirit that lives within you. So I say to you, dear Carrie, let love live you, not the body, not the circumstances. Remember, follow the state of love and let love live you rather than the assumptions and presumptions that come from the impulse of right and wrong, good and bad. I hope that helps. Anyway, thank you, Carrie, for your very kind email, and I'm very grateful for your question. And this will wrap it up for the week. Hope it helped in some way. And I'll be back on the air next week. If you have any question that would pertain to something that would be meaningful to you, I'd love to hear from you. I really would. You can reach me at greg@aspire.org. Have a wonderful weekend. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.